you're not going to always make the right decisions for you. Your judgment is not going to be 100% correct all the time. So there are going to be some misjudgments. So that's a reality of life, and you shouldn't expect more. Then be that aside, how you judge, like I said, everybody has different goals. It might help my CV to work for organization A, but it wouldn't do much help to your CV because our goals and career prospects are different, or what you're looking to get are different. So number one, look at the market value of the opportunity. There are businesses that some people do with some particular clients. They're not doing it because of the clients, but because having done business with that client is going to open more doors to other clients and probably other more profitable clients to you. Example, Google. The market standing or the popularity of the clients. What is the market value of having done business for this particular client? That's one thing. Two, what stage are you at in your career? If you're in the early stages of your career, building up your portfolio is more important than making money. It's counterintuitive, but that's actually the fact. If you're at the later stages of your career, so basically there is little or no value to building up your portfolio, then at that point in time, you need all the money you can make.
Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you're listening to us, this is the Creatives Chronicles, the podcast for designers and developers. Here on the show, we share our experiences, our learnings, our feelings. We keep it real. We explore conversations and topics to help you become a well-rounded professional. My name is Bright Emeka, and as always, I'm joined by the boss himself, the man, the myth, and legend, Suke Chikunda.
Yeah, good day, and hello to the listeners. We're glad to have you.
Yeah. It's an amazing new day. Today we'll be answering a question. Today's topic is in form of question. Should you work for free? Should you work for free? When should you work for free? And if yes or no, how do you decide or know when to actually work for free? The answer to this question depends on a number of factors. Like in some cases, it can be yes, it can be no. It might even be maybe. The decision to work for free should be made on a case-by-case basis. And in the design community, another name for this is spec work. There are times when it makes sense to actually work for free in exchange for some value. We'll get into this and more in today's episode. But let's answer this question first and then provide some context that can help guide people or guide anyone when making the decision to work for free or not. How do you decide whether to work for free, and what informs the decision to work for free or not?
Okay, it's a simple question, but there are complex considerations. One of them is, can you work for free? So even if you should, can you? For example, if you don't have any guardian or any benefactor, you're the one taking care of yourself, you may want to work for free. It might be beneficial to your career to work for free, but you might not be able to do it. The first question is, can you work for free? So when you answer that, then you can only then can you move on to the main question, which is, should you work for free? And in the question of should you work for free, there are other considerations too. What do you want? Because sometimes there's some jobs you might do where the benefits or majority of the benefits lies in the intangibles. Let's say the boost is going to give to your CV or the contacts and what have you, other intangibles besides the monetary reward. For example, let's say you're a developer, a designer, and you have an opportunity to do some free work for Google. Even if they're not paying you, you see that the added benefit of having Google on your CV is much more than the money they will pay you. It's something you can capitalize and parlay into other opportunities in future. So those are considerations you take into account when deciding to work for free. If the intangibles you get from that endeavor are going to be more beneficial to you in future than the present monetary compensation you're going to get, then you should strongly consider working for free. Then, what are you getting? In some cases, too, you might be working for free, you might not be getting money, but you might be getting equity. And then it's a game of chance. It's difficult to tell which you succeed and which you fail. But if it's something you believe in, if it's an idea or a cause you believe in, and you feel like it has a good chance of success, you might want to consider it, because if it works out, the payoff might be greater than whatever money they would have been able to pay you presently. So basically, the decision to work for free depends on many intangible factors. What are the intangibles you will get? Then another, I think lastly, the one I will mention is, what stage are you at your career, and your career rather? So usually, when you're just starting out, when you're starting out your career in your 20s, basically, you should be focused more on building your portfolio than making all the money in the world, because the money might not be transferable, but the portfolio is. So if you're early on in your career, it is much more advantageous than somebody who is towards the sunset of their career.
There might be more,
but these are the considerations that come to mind.
Yeah, very true, very true. In my opinion, you should work for free for yourself, and depending on the nature and complexity of a particular project, you can decide to work for free for family or friends. And like you mentioned too earlier, for charities and causes that you're passionate about, you can actually work for free. Like, an important thing to consider is the complexity of the project. Like after you've answered whether you can work for free, consider the complexity. Is this something that you can actually execute for free, and it will not be overly burdensome? You have to also think about that. And there are circumstances and times when you can barter your time and skill for in exchange for some value in return. To be clear, spec work doesn't necessarily mean working for free. Like you mentioned, you alluded to this fact. An example is, personally, I volunteer as a website designer to manage the website asset for a community radio station. This is a resolution I really, really like. For me, there are two forms of rewards I get as a volunteer. There are trainings regularly organized for presenters, and this is actually valuable for me. And there is access to a number of experienced media personalities. Plus, another not too apparent reward is that there is, anytime I want, there is access to consistent power supply, and great internet. Anytime I want to use the internet, I feel like I want to go to this radio station, like I have access to a workspace where I can actually do other projects I want to work on. So these are, like you mentioned, some of the intangible things we get or rewards we get from work that is not necessarily monetary. The returns are not necessarily monetary in nature. But so let's make it personal. Like, have you worked for free in the past, and what informed those decisions?
Yeah, I've worked for free. So, like, the first thing is, sometimes working for free is the easiest way to get yourself in the vicinity of certain opportunities. For example, one other thing I forgot to mention about the considerations. Sometimes, even when I say, okay, the first thing is, can you afford to work for free? Sometimes you might not be able to afford it. You might not have any other thing doing, but you also don't have any alternative. So even if you can't afford it, if you don't have any alternative, if there's no opportunity cost to working for free, then you should give it a go. I think the first job that brought me to Abuja, most of the jobs I've gotten have been because I found myself in certain locations where those opportunities were flying about. And in most instances, I wasn't paid to be there. I was there on my own volition, doing something that might have that with the aim of getting some future payoff, but no present payoff at the moment. And that's how I got access to those opportunities.
Yeah, opportunities too are also value and returns too for working for free. So if it is a really good opportunity for you on a project, please consider working for free. Like, I'm not talking about when somebody will say work for free for me and I will refer all that clients to you. Like, please, let this not be the sole determinant of whether you're going to work for free on a particular project. Like, please run away from these kinds. Because I have had some experiences that are not so funny. Another form of spec work that I avoid and run away from is design competitions. My God, I hate those. Like, it's personal for me. Like, I don't participate in any kind of design competition. I believe, I'm a proponent that design is valuable. There should be some form of return. Like, I believe that if an organization wants, or an agency wants to get a particular design done, they should hire or commission an agency or a freelancer to do that. But well, if you feel like that is one way you want to build your portfolio, please, by all means, go ahead. Because there are times it actually makes sense to do to take on projects to build your portfolio, especially when you're just starting out and you don't have you don't have proof of what you can do. It makes sense that you actually pick out projects and work on projects to build your portfolio.
A point you made, and also you alluded to it again about choosing the kind of clients you work for, which is why when I was there, I focused on the opportunity. The client doesn't really matter in the larger scheme of things. The thing is, there are very few clients who are going to have your best interest in mind. It's a transaction. Everybody is looking out for their own interest. So, which is why I said you should appraise the opportunity itself. Forget the client. Appraise the opportunity. Regardless of the terms the client throws at you, is this opportunity going to be beneficial? A case in point, if you look through the Bible story of Jacob and Laban, Laban was not in any way looking out for the benefit of Jacob. He actually took steps to ensure that Jacob got the short end of the stick for that deal. Yeah. But the opportunity turned suboptimal opportunity is actually what made Joseph blue. That's how he hammered through that suboptimal opportunity, where the other party was actively trying to screw him over. So basically, most times the client might be horrible, but the opportunity might be worth your while in the long run. For example, I gave an example of working for Google for free. Even if the project manager might hate your guts, might be screaming at you all day, all night, and might be making life miserable for you. But it's only for a short while. When you start getting referrals and other opportunities based on the presence of Google on your CV, it's not going to matter that how nice or how horrible your project supervisor or project manager was. So most times you should be thinking about yourself. The client doesn't matter as much. It's yourself now. What does this opportunity do for you? Or what does this opportunity have the potential of doing for you?
Yeah, very true. Like some opportunities might be that they are going to, like you said, bring you in the vicinity of where you get bigger opportunities. But what are some considerations for judging? Because if you're in business, there are going to be some bad investments. That is definite. There are going to be like some of the efforts you put in that would probably not yield the returns you're expecting them to yield. But how can you judge, like, deciding that this opportunity that is going to be presented by this free work, in quotes, is going to be rewarding? What would make this decision easier?
Okay, a disclaimer, a caveat. You're not going to always make the right decisions for you. Your judgment is not going to be 100% correct all the time. So there are going to be some misjudgments. So that's a reality of life, and you shouldn't expect more. Then be that aside, how you judge, like I said, everybody has different goals. It might help my CV to work for organization A, but it wouldn't do much help to your CV because our goals and career prospects are different, or what you're looking to get are different. So number one, look at the market value of the opportunity. There are businesses that some people do with some particular clients. They're not doing it because of the client, but because having done business with that client is going to open more doors to other clients and probably other more profitable clients to you. Example, Google. the market standing or the popularity of the client. What is the market value of having done business for this particular client? That's one thing. Two, what stage are you at in your career? If you're in the early stages of your career, building up your portfolio is more important than making money. It's counterintuitive, but that's actually the fact. If you're at the later stages of your career, so basically there is little or no value to building up your portfolio. Then at that point in time, you need all the money you can make. So somebody who is in his 50s wouldn't get as much value from working for free as somebody who is in his early 20s. So what stage are you at in your career? What is the market value of this opportunity? As in, what does this opportunity do for your CV? How much value does it add? How much in, to what extent does it upgrade your portfolio or your CV? So that's what you look at. Then contact. So sometimes the opportunity might not directly, or the job might not directly enrich your CV, but it's going to put you in a location where you can make the right networks, you can meet the right people. You get to you look at all that, is that also possible? Even if this company is some nondescript company, is an unknown company, but in this company, I'm going to meet, let's say, for some reason, in this company, they have people who have contacts with the CEOs of Google, Microsoft, and the rest of them, and they're always coming around this place. So if I'm working for the company, I'm in that environment, my chances of meeting and connecting with those people are high. So those are the things you look out for. And also, like I said, can you afford it? When I mean can you afford it, I'm talking about opportunity costs. So if you need money and you don't have anything doing, but then you have a choice between two, one opportunity that's going to have future payoff and one that is going to pay your bills for the present. Most times you might not have the luxury of choice. You have to go for the one that will pay your bills at the present. But in other cases too, if you can't afford it and you also don't have anything lined up, you don't have anything better doing, so you just go and work for free. But it's not like you have anything better to do. So at least just make the best of that situation and build up your CV.
Yeah. Awesome. Judge every single opportunity on its own merit. Like, take your time, understand what the opportunity cost would be for you. Is it something you can afford? Is it something that is feasible for you before you decide to take that decision? Amazing. Okay, before we take closing words, a few announcements. We now have our own merchandise, like something that has been in the works for a while now. So we have shirts, we have caps, we have mugs too, I think. Yeah. And it's on thecreativeschoolnichols.com/stores to get any of our merchandise. Amazing. Please get. All right. And if you're here to subscribe, please, as you're listening, you can just scroll down, and click on subscribe on your favorite podcast player. If you're on the website, you can go to thecreativeschoolnichols.com/subscribe and then subscribe on your favorite podcast players. And
as always, we don't have to come and find you like a nation.
Yeah. Like, if you subscribe, you get it delivered to you whenever we just release an episode. Like, it just comes up in your podcast player feed. Like, you just see the new episode before other people even see it, before we even make a post on our website. Like, it appears in the podcast players first. So to be the first person to listen to it, please subscribe. And boss, the feedback from last week's episode and the week after before that has been awesome and incredible. Like, there are some insights, amazing insights I've also been gleaning from what people share, from what listeners share. Like, it's so amazing. So please, tell us what you think. How do you decide when to work for free or not? In the post for this episode, please comment. Let's hear from you. How do you decide when to work on a project for free and when not to do so? So please, let's hear from you what you think. Probably in the next episode, we'll read out some of the feedback. Like, it's totally amazing. I think I have one with me. It says, this is Fatima. She's a designer, amazing designer. She says the smallest thing to aim for to achieve, the smallest things you aim to achieve are measured as success when you achieve them. Fulfillment comes from how you feel about the whole thing. Okay, that was the fulfillment part. It's left for us to decide what we want, setting a goal, and then make efforts to achieve them regardless of what other people think. Like, phenomenal feedback. And so please share with us what you think on deciding when to work for free. Okay. Boss, closing words.
Closing words basically is appraise every opportunity. Some might be good for you, some might be bad for you. So you appraise it according to your own criteria, according to what will be good for your own plans, how it fits into your own plans. So appraise every opportunity. But the first thing is, can you afford it? It's when you can afford it, then you now have the option to start checking if you should do it. So can you afford it? Then should you do it? And answering that question, the should part, is where appraising the opportunity comes into play.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And for me, it is building relationships and having leverage. They're important. In some cases, doing free work might help in giving you this leverage and building some relationship, but you have to weigh the decision of every request on its own merit and then decide. If it doesn't give you the return you expect, just count it as experience and as part of your portfolio. And trust me, the experience counts. Remember to always be creating. Go out today and create awesomeness. Don't forget to subscribe. I will see you next week. Bye for now.